The Yeager brothers live in a weathered house in Sanawa Bay, Florida, where the working-class fishing community exists in stark contrast to the wealthy St. Carmen neighborhood nearby. After losing both parents, their father to a workplace accident and mother to suicide, eldest brother Macon took on the monumental task of keeping his four younger brothers together. Each developed distinct coping mechanisms. Macon drowns his depression in late-night bourbon sessions. Army quietly raises his infant son alone. Dallas masks sensitivity with calculated cruelty. Iron faces prison time for assault, and youngest brother Trace navigates life through humor and surface relationships. Their carefully maintained equilibrium faces its greatest test with the arrival of Christian Conroy, whose presence threatens to unravel the protective barriers they've built around their hearts and home. Christian Conroy walks a precarious line between two worlds. Born into St. Carmen privilege, she now faces financial ruin after her father abandoned the family, taking their money and leaving her to care for her younger siblings. She works multiple jobs at the Jaegers establishments while her mother pushes her toward wealthy suitors who could restore their standing. What makes Christian remarkable isn't just her beauty or intelligence, but her resilience and ability to find joy in small moments. Unlike other St. Carmen residents, she sees beauty in imperfection, loving the Jaegers home with its creaky stairs and uneven floors. Despite carrying emotional scars from an abusive relationship, she maintains an almost magical ability to find light in darkness. As Dallas reluctantly observes, she's in love with being alive. This quality ultimately draws each brother to her in different ways, creating connections that will transform them all. What begins as a summer fling evolves into complex relationships when Christian becomes stranded at the Jaegers house. Each brother reveals his character through their interactions with her. Trace shares intimate insecurities, creating connection beyond physical attraction. Iron's aggressive flirtation masks genuine fear. "I'm scared. I just wanted someone who cares about me to be with me on my last night." Army's relationship culminates after their arrest, his confession revealing how she fulfills his need to be seen. Dallas maintains antagonism, yet his hostility stems from fear of attachment after their mother's suicide. The most complex relationship forms between Christian and Macon. Finding him in the shower, overwhelmed by depression, she joins him fully clothed, holding him despite his protests, creating intimacy beyond physical attraction. When they finally come together, it's explosive yet transcends sex. Christian becomes the one person who truly sees Macon's pain. "You can let one person see you like this," she tells him, offering acceptance rather than judgment. Through Macon's struggle with depression, the novel offers one of contemporary romance's most nuanced portrayals of mental illness. His symptoms, insomnia, emotional numbness, suicidal thoughts, echo his mother, who died by suicide in the same bedroom where he now sleeps. When Christian and Dallas discuss their mother's similar behavior while watching Macon isolate himself, they fear history repeating itself. The novel doesn't romanticize depression or suggest love as a cure. When Macon describes his experience as this black cloud that hangs over you and admits understanding why his mother took her life, the portrayal remains authentic. His fear encompasses both his suffering and his family witnessing his vulnerability. Christian responds with healthy support, removing his gun and staying with him without trying to fix him. The resolution offers realistic hope rather than magical healing. 4 years after marriage, Macon still struggles but attends therapy. "Some days are still difficult," Christian acknowledges, "but the time between bad days grows longer, showing mental health as an ongoing journey rather than a problem with a permanent solution." The socioeconomic divide between St. Carmen and Sanawa Bay drives much of the novel's conflict. St. Carmen embodies old money and hidden corruption, while the Bay, often called the Swamp by Saints, represents working-class authenticity. Christian feels more alive among the wild landscape where Seminoles and Spaniards built a community that still fights to survive. The Jaeger brothers resent Saints deeply. Money always wins over heart, Dallas Kells Christian, reflecting his cynicism about class mobility, a view shaped by seeing how wealth shields the privileged from consequences, like Christian's abuser escaping punishment through family connections. Straddling both worlds, Christian navigates them skillfully. Her suggestion that the Jaegers rent rather than sell their land demonstrates how she uses her privileged education against those who would exploit them. The novel's most powerful class commentary emerges when Christian threatens to give her St. Carmen house to the Jaegers, knowing they would drive down property values, cleverly weaponizing class prejudice to protect those she loves. Each character makes difficult sacrifices, revealing their values. Makins are most extreme. To support his brothers after their parents' deaths, he sold himself sexually to wealthy women. Some clients were decent, others disturbing, he confesses. One wanted me to pretend I was her son, another liked to hit me. This revelation explains his complex relationship with sexuality and hesitation with Christian, whose mother was among his clients. Iron demonstrates commitment to loyalty by accepting a 3-year prison sentence without implicating others. Christian delays college, works multiple jobs, and considers marrying for financial security to protect her siblings. The novel examines the psychological cost of these sacrifices rather than glorifying them. Macon's methods of protecting the Bay community, like forcing a drunk man into a car compactor to scare him sober, remain morally ambiguous. When Christian calls him a hypocrite for his drinking, Aracely responds, "He cares more about their lives than he ever did his own." By the epilogue, characters have found more sustainable ways to care for each other, suggesting true strength lies in creating systems of mutual support. The novel's most hopeful theme is how human connection offers redemption after profound trauma. Christian catalyzes transformation in the Jaegers' lives, seeing beyond their defensive facades and allowing each brother to become vulnerable. Redemption doesn't require perfection, but honesty. When Macon confesses his past as a sex worker, their reconciliation shows that authentic connection means embracing the whole person, past mistakes included. The renovation of the Jaegers' house symbolizes rebuilding after trauma. The previously abandoned wing becomes home for Christian's siblings, Army's son, and eventually Iron upon his return, mirroring the emotional renovation within the family. The epilogue, set 4 years after Christian and Macon's marriage, reveals a family transformed by connection. Though challenges remain, including Iron's impending release and threats to their land, they now face them together. "We're in this for the long game," Christian tells Macon, summarizing their commitment to creating a community where everyone finds acceptance. The courage to keep living isn't about denying pain, but finding enough beauty to make enduring the darkness worthwhile. As Christian tells Macon, "We're not dead yet." The novel's essential truth about facing each day together, not alone.